I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I see why people are turning to online dating, though. You know, because if you don't do online dating, what are your other options to meet people outside your existing social circles? Your big options are bars and nightclubs. Are you really going to meet someone you like at a bar? At a bar, I have friends that go out with girls that meet at bars and like, the girl wasn't that great. Yeah, of course she wasn't that great. You met her at a bar on a Tuesday at 1:30 in the morning. You know what girl you're going to meet at that hour? It's this. Woo! It's that noise as a person. That noise tells you everything you need to know about a certain type of girl, because nothing nice, positive, or intelligent has ever come after that noise. It's always like, woo! Let's drink the rest of the tequila out of that dumpster! Woo! Give me an Orbitz! I just got in the change room at Target, and I forgot to get Orbitz, which is why I went there in the first place! Attracted to that guy with the backwards baseball hat and the button-down shirt that's yelling and being aggressive for no apparent reason. Those guys are the male counterparts to the woo girls. Now, I don't dislike anyone based on race, ethnicity, religion, sexuality, anything of that nature, right? But if you're a white dude in a bar with a backwards baseball hat and a button-down shirt, there's a pretty good chance I f***ing hate you.
My name's Steve Miggs. I'm here with my good friend, Top Cho. Yeah! The mighty Reverend Enfuego.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite Mono Nick.
Woo!
And yes, that was Zebrahead, Playmate of the Year.
Yeah.
With a little Aziz Ansari action.
That was awesome.
Aziz is great.
Everything about him is great. His delivery makes his jokes awesome.
Yeah.
So for the jam of the week, they just celebrated 25 years for this record. Mother Love Bone. Get there. July 19th, 25 years ago, that's when this record came out, Apple.
Wow.
That is insane.
Our intern wasn't alive.
He wasn't alive for 2 years.
Vicky was barely alive.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. This album can rent a car now.
Yes. Lower insurance premiums.
That's right. I think it was yesterday with Stone Gossard's birthday and Chris Cornell's. That's kind of cool that they both celebrated their birthday on the same day.
Yeah.
The twins. Birthday twins.
Twinnies.
Yep.
You think they had sort of like big old parties together?
Oh, yeah. Just ragers. Maybe back in the day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe not so much now.
I love this breakdown. whole moment right there, man. I love that part of the song. I just pictured in my head how cool it would have been if they were able to get to the level of success that they probably would have gotten to. Playing like a place like the Gorge, that kind of a breakdown.
Yeah.
The lights get kind of low, and then it all kicks back in right here. The whole crowd going nuts.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
The whole crowd would be rolling.
Yeah.
Like during the breakdown.
Totally rolling.
Okay.
Yeah. Andrew Wood, man. God, that guy was good.
He
so
just
good.
Exudes charisma, man. Just even just listening to
yeah.
him.
Confidence.
Yes.
Certain, you need to be a confident individual to have a breakdown like that in a song. Like,
and say, like, and have Baltimore part of the lyric.
Yes.
Like,
comparing your band to soup.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing bad. Mother Love Bone, 25 years ago that record came out. I cannot believe it was that long ago, which means Pearl Jam's record, 10, that's over 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
I remember not getting that, but having a friend record or tape it for his CD for me.
Yep.
And then at the end
that
of it.
That was the old days of bootlegging, man.
Yeah. And then I said, yeah, at the end, can you just put like Jeremy on repeat till the rest of the tape runs out? And so like on the backside, there's just like, I don't know, like just a repeating loop of like Jeremy like six times.
Seems harmless, little truck.
truck.
So before we started the Mixcast, I walk in on a great conversation about, it's like I walk in on pot talk here in this room. You guys are all talking about, you're trying to educate Top Shelf on the going rate of weed at the recreational pot stores.
Yes.
I just find it hard to believe that it actually is finally got to a point where, you know, I can get it from my guy and I can also get it from the store at
Isn't
the same price.
Yeah. And it's stronger.
Yeah.
Like it's going to kill you practically.
Wow, it won't kill you. It'll get you high.
It'll make you sleep hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yes.
And not all of the stuff at the store is this, like, it's very little of it is the street price that you can get it for.
Yeah.
But I keep my eye out on Leafly.com.
Is it like deals?
What? Yeah. Leafly.com. It's like the Yelp for marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Dude, not even kidding.
It's like so remember Jay Peterman from Seinfeld?
Yeah. Yes.
There's got to be somebody like Jay Peterman because every strain of weed has its own description. And I was reading some to Rev.
They make
it was
them appetizing,
hilarious.
Man.
Read one for us. Grab one off of Leafly, man. You know what we should do? I've been talking with this guy via email. Let me find his name. Maybe we'll call him up on the Mixcast and pick his brain as well, since he's, you know, we got our buddies over at Clear Choice Cannabis. And then there's a place also in Tacoma called Rainier on Pine. And Donnie is the cannabis broker over there. And he's been wanting me to come by and visit to check the place out. And I'm like, you know, it seems like it'd be more fun if I brought you guys with me and we can do like a little like Mixcast like road trip, maybe like,
oh,
you know,
yeah,
do some video. Nick can sample some of the product as we all watch.
Right.
So you know what? Why don't we give him a ring? He has no idea we're calling, and might not even answer the phone, which makes this even more weird. So yeah, I can just give you my phone and you can just, that way we don't have to bleep any of that.
How
crap
many
out.
Times are we going to have Top Shut Shelf up, dial the phone?
Right. For this guy not to answer.
Yeah. The standard three.
Yeah.
I think it'll take Toppy three times.
I feel bad. I haven't replied to him. He emailed me like 4 days ago. So, I mean, this is not going to be weird at all.
Did you dial a one, Top Shelf?
No.
Not
first dial A1.
This is everybody's favorite drinking game.
No, don't hit the phone. Use the Sharpie to hang up on.
Buy me one that works. Toppy just got full on nerd rage.
Yeah, he did.
Toppy, that is not your Atari 2600. You do not treat it that way.
The one doesn't work.
No, you're. Oh, hey, now we got
Darth Vader voice. I'm so high. This is so awesome. I think every week we need to call somebody.
Top Shelf.
Are we in a tunnel?
This is Bane.
Bane.
From Batman.
Top Shelf.
You should try to dial the phone.
That's number two.
No, it doesn't count.
All right, everybody, take another shot. All right, pour the drink again. That's two shots now in the Toppy drinking game. We plan on getting you effed up. Toppy's
like
confident about this one.
He
just handed me the phone back.
Hand into a bunch of numbers there.
Watch, he doesn't even answer all that for nothing.
That would be cool.
You're Donnie.
Donnie, this
hey,
is
Donnie.
This is Steve from KISW, man.
Hey, Steve.
How's it going, my brother?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good. We're in the middle of doing our podcast, and we were just talking about weed and recreational pot stores and all that, and I figured, well, why don't we give you a ring and chat with you about it?
Yeah, right on, man. I got time.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
Perfect.
Donnie's not busy.
Donnie, first off, we want to plan a Migs Cast road trip and come visit you guys in the very near future. Would that be cool?
Absolutely. We're here seven days a week. You want to come when I'm here.
Yes.
Or I'll make myself available to you guys on the weekends if I'm not here.
Well, are you there usually like on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday afternoon?
Absolutely. Monday through Friday till usually 4. And if you need me here later, I'll be here.
4:15.
Yeah, we'll just stay there 20 19. Minutes.
We'll stay there till 4:19.
Exactly.
So, dude, we're talking just how everything has just changed so much in like just the last few months. I mean, and just even from when like they first started opening up, and everyone was like, that's a lot of money to spend on just a little amount of weed. But nowadays, it's like everything seems to be evening out. And on top of that, the stuff you get at recreational pot stores is just like blowing people's minds now.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, we joked around that we closed medically June 22nd.
Okay.
And we could buy it for $5 a gram as employees. When we reopened August 1st, we couldn't afford anything for about 2 months.
Right.
So, I mean, even us as employees, we didn't try anything till... First time I tried anything was when I went to on a trip to Tour Farms in Leavenworth, and we brought a gram that we bought from another store with us. So, and then I had this epiphany. I'm probably one of the first brokers or buyers to go, you know what, how do I get my staff to be able to try this? So right away I went, you know what, every time I get a purchase, every time we buy a pound, I want 15 grams or 15 eighths for my staff at a dollar a piece so we could buy it back from ourselves. Huh. And then they can try it. Because other than that, we can't buy it any cheaper than what we've paid for it.
Mono right. Nick wants to know if you're hiring now.
Actually, we are. You know, we
do background checks.
Yeah, well, no, actually, no. You just got to be a good person.
Right. You got to show
you
up.
Know, and you know,
remember
industry,
you're working.
Yeah, exactly. The industry it's changed so much to where just myself. We tell people, you know, when we were medical, we never really saw anything above 19% THC.
Right.
Tested regularly. When it would come in, it'd be like everybody would buy it in a day or so. Now we got all these tests coming in. There were some in the 30s, but they've standardized testing now to where we're getting more true THC tests,
okay.
CBD tests. So, average high THC, like in our store right now, is about 29 to 32%.
Jeez,
it's pretty
man.
Good.
Yeah, that stuff is really good.
I'll take a nap. I'll see you guys in about a week.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, we got everything now from, you know, capsules to tincture down to, you know.
What's
I promote...
capsule? I'm confused. I'm completely like a noob when it comes to all the newer stuff in the world of recreational pot.
Capsules are what I love because sometimes discretion is important. You know, if you're out doing family things or, you know, just depending on the environment you're in.
Can't have that smell all over you, you know?
Exactly.
Wait, so it's an actual, like, a pot pill?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh,
now they
mind
have sativa capsules, and they have indica capsules. The sativa ones I call Christmas in a capsule because it's like Christmas Day. You know, you're in a good mood. These the capsules, they don't have an overwhelming psychoactive effect, but they definitely get you up, get you lifted. You know, energize and get you going for the day.
Capsules sound like my jam, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Going to like
absolutely
it, like
awesome.
Some event and, or something like that.
Possibly to go floating.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, they're fantastic, and it's such a discreet, you know, way where you can just you munch them. They look like a vitamin B pill.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're clear. We have honey sticks too.
You can call them vitamin P.
Well, you know, I tell people like cannabis sun tea is great right now because a lot of we sell teas, but a lot of people assume, you know, they think right away hot tea. So I'm like, no, I'm an outdoor guy. You know, you throw a package of this in your water bottle, you go walking or hiking for 20 minutes. By the time you're done, you throw a stick of honey in there and you got cannabis sun tea.
Damn.
So there's just so many different ways that, I mean, when you guys come into the store, we'll give you a full tour. I mean, it's
awesome.
Absolutely unbelievable. And then the producer processors. I'm here in Tacoma, And I have probably seven within a mile of us that are full growing 502 facilities. We have two in our parking lot here.
Damn. Wow.
So I'm actually out in the parking lot now, and I'm looking over at two other 502 facilities that grow, produce, and package cannabis right here on our ground.
Donnie, what does 502 mean?
That's
502 is the law, the recreational side of cannabis. 502, you have to have your 502 license. Producers and processors are the growers and packagers, basically. That's what that means.
Okay.
They're the ones who have the license to grow and produce and package. And then they sell to us, and we buy it from them, and then it's under my license when we buy it. And then from there it goes to the customer. So the state is tracking it through every license transfer until it gets to the customer.
Gotcha.
Yes.
A question about the capsules again. Like, you know, like when you eat them. I'm fascinated by it. But like, you know, like if you have like an edible, sometimes it'll take, like if you have a cookie, it might take like an hour, maybe even 2 hours for it to kick in. Are the capsules kind of similar?
Well, I tell people usually within half an hour, you're feeling them. I mean, within 15 minutes, I'm usually feeling them. One effect of the capsules that you notice right away is you do tend to burp a little bit, and it has like a lemony ginger taste to it. Mm-hmm. So the moment you do that, you know that the capsules are kicking in.
That's awful.
And,
that's
better than usually the weed taste you would get with a lot of edibles.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it, too. And I'm the same way. When I go to the Hawks games, they're just perfect. You know, you grab a couple capsules, you sit in there, especially in those chairs sometimes. You know, they can, you know, not the most comfortable chairs, but
this is so
awesome. Grab a couple indica capsules. We even have CBD ones.
What does that mean?
Kind of,
that's the pain relief. Those are for the medical patients.
Yeah, look at Nick on point and all this stuff.
Nick is auditioning for a job, man.
Well, Nick, thank you for saying that, because we're really handcuffed by the Liquor Control Board about the medicinal sides of it. So we have to focus on the more, you know, we're not physicians. So we cannot talk about any medical properties of cannabis at all until the state, you know, deregulates some of their rules.
Damn. This is unbelievable. Like I said, the capsule, the whole concept of the capsules, I don't know about you, Tommy. It's just like you're just walking around like a pill in your pocket and that can get you nice and nice and toasty.
Absolutely. How long did you guys...
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, I definitely will get you guys some. They last probably, you know, I take some capsules, they usually come in 10 milligrams.
Nice.
Some come in 5. I usually take 3 myself. And I'm zipping around all day. Like I said, there's not a lot of psychoactive effect. You can take more and feel more, you know, more of the THC, you know, the more you take. But like I said, for me, 30 milligrams is Christmas in a capsule.
Oh,
I'm buzzing around, happy, you know, good to go all day long.
Yeah, see, I'm like, in the world, when it comes to getting stoned, I like having that body high. I don't really care about getting, like, all, like, weirded out and, like, you know what I mean? Like, wondering, what am I doing with my life?
Exactly. You know, I got things to do. I always joke around that the stoners in high school got all the indicas. I must have bought the sativas because I never had a problem doing anything.
So, I keep asking because I'm not familiar. So, sativa is the kind, like, if you want to be functional, and the indica is, like, if you want to call it a night, and then
Nick probably knows this. Real
yes,
easy
does,
to remember. Indica put you in the couch.
In the couch.
In the couch.
Yep.
Like it.
Yeah. So they do have some hybrid, Steve, but you know that just
the hybrids are awesome.
I love drunk hybrid. And getting stoned. Why do both?
I always tell people hybrid is like a shot of whiskey with a beer.
Crunk.
Yeah.
What other stuff would blow our minds? Like as far as like for us people like myself who really. For the most part, all I know is you get a bag of weed, you smoke a weed, or you eat some edibles.
Cartridges.
For like the vapors?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We have cartridges that come in different levels of THC, Steve. You can get them as mild as like 25%, and they go all the way up to about 80% THC. And they come in a preloaded cartridge, and you're just putting it on your battery. And now they have specific sativa, hybrid or indica cartridges.
Oh man!
And so you put your cartridge on there, and you're just good to go. You just literally putting it up, puffing on it. It's not a cannabis smell, it smells similar, but it's not a quite the skunky, pungent smell that everybody's used to. It's
yeah, and it won't stick
different.
Around that long either.
Exactly.
So that's like good
exactly.
for concerts.
It's good for concerts, yeah. But it's like, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
I may have done a couple of some concerts, but I definitely do it when I'm going to see the girlfriend's family.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe now the capsules will replace that.
Yes.
Removes the smell.
And the other thing we got are, we have Easy Vape pens and Juju joints, which are disposable cannabis pens. These are literally ones that look like those little blue cigarette things that are in all the stores.
Uh-huh.
And they come in indica or sativa, and they're just a disposable preloaded cannabis pen. So they look just like all the ones that they sell at 7-Eleven. And so you just walk around, they're the exact same size as a cigarette. And so when you're done with this, you just throw it away.
Huh.
So these are fantastic if you're out, you know, you're doing things, you're at a concert or something, and you don't want to have to worry about, this is a great thing to hand around to people.
Yeah.
And bring back without, you know, a super expensive,
a
trip
piece.
To the store.
Yeah, a nice stocking stuffer.
Yes.
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
awesome.
Idea. I know where I'm going shopping for Christmas.
Dude, I am pumped about, like I said, I know we've been talking for a bit, and I finally was like talking to these guys. I'm like, I got to get down there. It'd be fun if we all go down there. We could do like some video or like some audio pieces.
And
road trip.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
So,
and I have a special... drawer, and I got all kinds of things special goodies that I put in there. So I'll definitely take care of you guys when you come down.
Nice. Looking forward
Look
to it.
Look at Tom. Tommy's never looked happier on this podcast, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I texted you a picture of my drawer a while back.
Yeah.
Steve. So if you got that, that's my office, and I go shopping every day.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
So again, Donnie, it's Rainier on Pine. Where is Rainier on Pine? I know it's in Tacoma, but for everyone listening right now.
We're in Tacoma, right by the Humane Society, right off the Union Street exit going to Highway 16.
That's where I got my cat from, was that Humane Society.
Yeah, I know where
they're at. I was like, wait, you guys sell cats too?
I know exactly where they're at.
Here's where we're at. We got the Goodwill, or the Humane Society behind us. Pepsi's, I'm looking at. Across the street's the Goodwill, and you can get your transmission done right here on the same parking lot.
Perfect, yeah.
One-stop shopping.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Well, we'll try. We'll shoot for, I think, if Tuesday works, we'll do a short podcast next week, and we'll just...
No, that'll be awesome. I leave out of town next weekend, so Tuesday would be fantastic. You guys got my contact info.
I do.
If you guys want to stop in, just let me know, and we'll give you the VIP tour.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll hit you up. I'll let you know what's going on, but let's plan on most likely it'll happen Tuesday afternoon. And website, if anyone wants to find out about you guys, or Facebook, what do you guys got for everybody that's
Facebook.
Listening?
Go to Rainier. I think it's under Rainier Wellness Center. Just is our Facebook and Instagram, Rainier on Pine, all of that.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll be sure to give you guys a follow, and and any other Titanic douches that listen to this podcast, go swing down there and say hi to Donnie, and we'll be swinging by next week.
Perfect. And we'll also take you guys on a tour of a grow if you guys are interested.
Cool. Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. You guys can go behind the scenes and
see how the sausage is made. Yes.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Absolutely. We actually, one of the biggest ones in Washington is in downtown Tacoma, and it's beautiful. Willie Nelson, we were there about 2 months ago, just came up and knocked on the door with his wife.
What?
He's got a weed radar, man. You don't even have to tell him about that stuff. He knows.
Were you there when Willie Nelson knocked on the door?
I wasn't, but my friend Derek, you know, we were there a couple of days after him. He's like, yeah, Willie just came up, knocked on the door with his wife and his handler and just asked to come in. There was only three of us here. And it was like, it just took us all by surprise. So
that's amazing.
It is an awesome one. Their address is even 420.
Nice.
Did they get to smoke with Willie?
They did. They had a great, they actually called us. We bought some from our store. And we brought it down to them because they can't actually give out any samples or anything to anybody. They have to go through a retail store.
What was he like? Just, I mean, as far as talking to him, like, did they have any fun stories about him?
They said he was. Yeah, they said he's the nicest guy. He's on tour about 270 days a year, and the rest of the time he's just in Hawaii farming at his farm there in Hawaii. So with his wife, and he's just the nicest guy. Everybody says so. I was definitely disappointed. I wasn't there physically that day, but definitely heard some good stories afterwards.
That's awesome. That's very cool, Donnie. I'm looking forward to meeting you, man, next week.
Perfect.
And we're going to have a blast coming down there.
Okay. I'm excited, Steve. You guys, Nick, everybody, have a blessed day, you guys.
You too,
man.
Buddy.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Bye.
See ya. That's Rainier on Pine again, and it's in Tacoma. Dude, gosh, I don't know
cool
about you guys.
That?
I mean, if you guys don't want to go, that's fine, but I know I'm going.
No. We road trip.
I'm in.
You in? You in? Yeah. Toppy, are you in?
I can't go on Tuesday.
Why not?
I have an appointment.
Oh.
Sorry. But you guys, you can go. It's fine.
Sorry
to be the wet blanket.
No, that's fine. You know what? We'll make sure we bring back some like business cards for you to read and pamphlets
cool.
and fun mm-hmm. information.
Yeah,
you will be missed.
Damn.
Can you go on Monday?
I have to look.
I'm okay on Monday.
Yeah, I'm cool on Monday.
I mean, I'd have to
go on whatever day.
It would have to be like sometime after like 12:15 or 12:30.
It's fine by me.
Yeah, I'm cool.
No, I can't go Monday.
Damn
either.
It!
You sound like BJ all of a sudden, Mr.
I am
Busy
BJ,
Pants.
Yeah.
I can't do Wednesday. Yeah, I'm floating on Wednesday, and I kind of want to visit this place before I go floating.
Yeah, right.
We'll go.
You know what I'm saying?
Go have fun. Go.
All right, we can go right now.
I can go now.
All right, let's set the clock.
Now. Sorry, guys.
We're off the Rainier on Pine. I have a feeling that we might have to do more than one tour for you. Well, yeah, that'll be our reason to go back.
Yeah, there you
right?
go.
Yes. Toppy missed out on all this awesome stuff.
I'll go on the reunion tour.
All right, which probably will be the following week. Yeah. I'm excited, man. I've been talking with Donnie on email. And he seems like a really cool guy. And getting
totally, dude.
Hearing his stuff, man.
Yeah. He knows his stuff.
And no, you know your stuff.
Yeah, he was kind of impressed by that, buddy.
I get a little...
I like that he was like, I'll let Nick feel this question.
Because he can talk about it.
Yeah, I get really kind of obsessive about things, and weed is one of them.
The capsules, I did not know that. I always jokingly said, I wish they'd just make pot in a pill.
Yeah. They did.
Apparently they did.
Apparently somebody had a stoner conversation with somebody who was like, I think we could do that.
Right, they were doing who actually has like some intelligence behind them.
I mean, we've known people from, you know, Cali who have come up with stuff like the breath strips.
Yep.
So they've always been trying to innovate with stuff. But those
I've had capsules before, like they would just take, what is that, the keef off of the weed, the crystals, and just load those things up.
That seems really frightening.
But that doesn't seem like
that's
overloaded.
What I'm saying.
Right.
Like, these things are way more controlled, and
you know what you're getting.
Yeah, like, I took one of them during a Super Bowl a couple years ago, and I don't think I've gotten off the couch.
Won. Yeah.
Like,
you still don't know he played the game.
Yeah. So I'm much happier to hear about these things that are regulated, and I know exactly what's going on.
And
that's why I get
stuff.
Obsessive.
And even Donnie mentioned about the 10 milligrams. That's the max you can have for edibles that can be retailed. And they, like, sometimes they'll have, you know, certain ways to kind of get around that. Like, each, like they'll have mints or something like that. But that's what they can have.
10 milligrams does the job.
It will, it absolutely will.
5 milligrams is fine in my world.
At least now you know. It's not just like some sort of, like, here, try a cookie and see where you go.
Right, or, hey, have a cookie. Just have one bite. Well, how big of a bite, man?
I don't know.
I mean, well, you're a bigger guy. You could probably take a bigger bite. I'm like, well, I don't smoke much weed, man. I don't know.
Oh, there's your problem.
Yeah. That's exciting, man. A whole new world of marijuana.
Totally.
I'm excited to check out the grow-up part, too.
Yeah, what just to see 502? How they're doing it. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's awesome, man. I'm excited to meet Donnie, too.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's in his element.
I feel like Mono Nick is about, he's like, Monday will be like Christmas Eve.
Oh, God.
I can't wait till Tuesday.
Yes. I know. Oh, I can't wait for it now, man. Let's do this. Come on.
All right. So, next week, it might be a shortened mixed cast for that reason. We'll still do one. Don't worry.
The whole time is going to be Nick. It's going to be the kid. Are we there? Are we there yet?
Why don't we just do Facebook drama, Steve? Let's end this. Come on. Let's go.
I'm looking at his menu right now.
Oh, yeah. Have you still...
I've got one...
From Leafly.
From Leafly,
yes.
I pulled one up for the Purple Urkel. So that's a strain.
Okay.
And the highlights are, Purple Urkel's history is as complex as its flavor palette. A California strain, the origins are believed to stem from a select phenotype of either Granddaddy Purple or Medicino Purps. While the essence is a blend of skunk, berry, and fresh grapes, consumers report the indica effects to be deeply relaxing, sleep-inducing, and a great option for full-body pain relief.
In the couch.
Short onset of effects make it a perfect nighttime strain for those who suffer from insomnia. And yes, it's an indica strain.
It will put you to sleep.
Yeah.
So they got one for each one of those types.
Damn,
like, every type of strain is ridiculous.
I feel like I've now smoked that one. You know what I mean? I know it.
And then they give you a breakdown.
Like Yelp, man.
of like all the attributes.
Oh,
to
look
the strain.
At that! It goes hungry is like the least part of the strain, and what happy,
then euphoric gets up there. Then we get to sleepy, and that's much more effective. And then relax is where it goes, and then it'll give you the negative effects. So it'll give you the medicinal.
Oh, so
effects.
I'll tell you, did it have like paranoid as one of them?
Depression, pain, insomnia, stress, depression, and lack of appetite is that's what it would cure.
Oh.
And then the negatives are dry mouth, dry eyes, dizzy, paranoid, and a headache.
How about that?
Yeah. And sometimes you get paranoid, and this one's letting you know.
That one is one I stay away from.
Yes. And this little, what's cool is this whole little leafly thing where it shows, it's kind of like one of those tables. I forget the table. The
periodic table.
Periodic table.
Yeah. I was about to say Dewey Decimal. Wait, we're not in a library.
So you see these little cards. And my friend's company, Analytical 360, are the ones that actually built, like, made that whole thing.
Really?
So, and their idea was you'd go to the store and you would buy it, and then you'd get a card that said PU, Purple Oracle, Indica, and then you'd collect those. And so that when you go back into another store, you hand them to that, and you say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Now, that didn't take off, but the online cards, like, kind of thing worked out.
Was that really a jailbreak right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
There's one.
Yeah, that's one. But Toppy and Nick, I have faith.
Yes, I will not fart.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. And what were you saying, that you were checking out his site?
Oh, yeah, just the Rainier on Pine. Yeah, on his menu. He's got some good stuff. He's got some God's gift right now.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's just it's an indica strain. It's just a
what
whole
about
bunch
Super
alien
Blue
dog.
Dream. That sounds pretty dope.
Super Blue Dream. Where? Oh yeah, man. Where, I didn't.
It's got an S on
there.
It.
Ooh, 20% THC too.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's cool because each farm has their own levels. So you have.
Oh, and they even have pictures, so you can see what it looks like.
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen that on a website. So
damn,
that's cool.
What a world we live in, man.
I know.
Yeah, did you so actually sick. Think like? Like, literally, in your lifetime, that something like this could even happen.
In college, never.
No, you would just be like, yeah, that's just going to be something. Sure, everyone's going to smoke it. But even when I was younger, I was like, I didn't think everybody smoked it. But now, like, you realize that pretty much there was a lot of people who smoked weed and just, just, I mean, I knew my parents did it, but, like.
Dude, this is a whole, it's amazing that we're in one of the first two cities or states.
Yeah.
And just to see how we've evolved. Like, I thought when it was even being legalized that it still would be, like, watered down.
Yeah, me too.
Nobody's ever going to go there. But
Nick was so adamant that he was never going to go to those places.
Right. Now look at it. We're like jonesing.
You're the one who started me on this.
Clear Choice Cannabis.
Clear Choice. I went there after one of our events or something. Yeah. And took some home, and I've been blown away ever since.
Well, dude, when you got places like Clear Choice doing what they're doing, and now, I mean, I'm excited to go check out Rainier on Pine, and just from talking to Donnie, it sounds like he knows his crap, and they know what they're doing. And when you're you're buttoned up, a well-oiled machine, I think that's when it becomes a legitimate business. And places like these are definitely legitimizing what people always used to think was this, like, you know, dark underbelly where you had to go into some weird dark alley and knock three times and some weird guy from a biker club comes out and, all right, maybe that's
where
what happened
are you
in
going?
Vancouver.
Jeez. Oh, God, yeah. Okay. End up with ice cream sandwiches in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
That was scary, I'll tell you.
That was Vancouver, BC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were scary times.
Very scary.
Go stand up by the bus stop.
Stand on that rug. Why? Just stand on that effing rug. Okay. What do you want? Some weed, man. Here. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Get the F out.
Yeah.
Not even kidding. That was the conversation that my friend had. Before we do the emails, the voicemails, and the text messages, I had some audio I want to play. We don't really talk much about The Bachelorette, but
goodness.
Dude, I have to play this audio because it's just awesome.
We almost watched it the other night because it was the dudes dishing.
Yeah.
Is it still going on?
It's down to two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they did the guys just like doing, just being catty as F.
Well,
like,
these
right
two guys
before,
hate
huh?
each other. They just do not like each other. One of the guys, he came in like a few episodes in, like he's from a past season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So, of course, all the dudes hate him because he already had his chance. Why has he got another chance?
Totally.
And, I don't even think he's here for her. He's here for the fame. I'm like, I think she's here for the fame. Like, let's relax.
Everyone's
this is
there
a television
for the fame.
Show.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So anyways, he doesn't see eye to eye with this Sean guy. And the guy that I'm talking about, his name is Nick. And at some point during the season, she really likes the Nick guy. They got effed up like drinking whiskey. They went back to her room and they banged, which doesn't happen usually. Or at least they
really?
Don't. They don't usually talk about it.
Oh, I just figured
it usually
it
happens at the end.
When it's down to a last couple.
Because they have overnights.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
and
yeah,
even then, they don't really out and out say it. But so there's still like seven or eight dudes left on at this point when she banged this guy. And so, you know, he's glowing. She's like, I can't believe I did that. And then she finally like tells some of the other guys, and then that just creates a whole new level of drama. Well, anyways, because she banged him, of course, there's people that are very upset with her for being so loose. And yesterday was The Bachelorette, The Men Tell All. And Chris Harrison had a great moment. Chris Harrison's the host, where him and Caitlin are doing their thing and talking, and he decides to read some of the hate mail that she received because she banged Nick. And dude,
that's amazing.
This is the reason why we're playing this audio.
Caitlin is a selfish whore with no morals and a pathetic excuse for a human being. She should just crawl in a hole and die. I hope fans break her spirit so that our kids can see that whoring behavior isn't rewarded.
Jesus.
I can't wait to see Caitlin cry like a little bitch. She's a dirty whore who treats people like
this is horrible.
Right?
This is like Jimmy Kimmel reads like
the angry tweets.
Yeah,
right? Tweets.
Like, look, she's just a human being.
Yeah.
Who, like any of us, and,
got drunk
and,
every
and
guy
single. Yeah. Like, I don't blame her.
Was single, got drunk, had sex.
Every guy that goes on that show, if there's three girls, he's banging all three girls.
Or he'd like to.
Yeah, and no one's
and
like.
She is hot. Like, hot.
See, yeah, that's just. That's one reason, like, I emails, texters, Twitter, internet. You just gotta, you can't acknowledge those things.
That's the whole stay positive mantra, man. That's where it all came from, was originally because just how awful and evil some people can be on social media. Well, of course, she responds to all the people saying what they said. And apparently she gets, I haven't heard this. Like, I didn't watch last night's episode, but I guess she gets pretty emotional.
I mean, that was a mother who said that to me. So it just, to read those words, I feel like my whole life, I just try to get along with people. I try to see the best in people. And when I'm reading that, I just don't understand, like, how someone who is a mother figure can go out of their way to write that for the world to see, for me to see. And she's talking about how I'm teaching bad behavior, yet she's speaking like that to somebody. Like,
well, I'll tell you this. I will take you as a role model for my kids over anybody who would be a cyber bully and spew that kind of hate.
He's just making her feel good. Baby.
I know. He could have just said, look, you're awesome and that person stinks. I don't know.
I don't need you to be a role model either. Thanks. But yeah.
I'll tell you what. I do you too, and I won't even call you a whore.
I was waiting for something like that, man.
I can't believe that is, though. Like, some woman that has kids wrote that.
She was so mad in that moment and decided the best way to do it is to send an angry email.
Can we listen to that hate mail one, with Chris Harrison reading it again?
Caitlin is a selfish whore with no morals and a pathetic excuse for a human being.
It's like Nick.
She should just crawl in a hole and die.
And die.
I hope fans break her spirit so that our kids can see that whoring behavior isn't rewarded. I can't wait to see Caitlin cry like a little bitch. She's a dirty whore who treats people like
damn.
That is just brutal.
And that's what happens when you go on and get on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe you read that. Oh, I can believe it. It's television.
Yeah. I can't believe it's down to those two guys. I'm sorry. I haven't seen it.
Nick and Sean.
Yeah, like 2 months or something like that. And that's when Nick came in.
And Sean immediately hated him.
Yeah, and I jumped out because I'm just like, oh, God, here we go.
And she only had sex with Nick?
Nick, yeah.
Yeah. Then if she doesn't choose him in the end, she's going to get it even worse.
Right.
For just catting around
and
not picking the guy.
Right.
Oh, she'll be done. She has to pick Nick.
She almost has no choice. You're right.
Yeah, what if he has like a weird shaped dong
Doesn't
or something,
matter.
Man? He's just like I'm not into him because he's, you know, he's got like a weird zit or something.
I think there's
on
only two couples that are still married out of the
one 20, around here,
six or 27.
Oh, that
seasons.
Dude who
Jason Mesnick and Molly.
They're still
the chick that's on the Bender show.
I figured they all just ended in failure.
Oh, I figured
every
too.
Every single one of them.
Well, I think inevitably they all will.
But she's gonna catch so much heat if she doesn't pick the guy she effed.
And if she picks the other guy, Sean. You don't think he's going to be bringing that up for the rest of their
life forever?
His family, when they finally see the episode where she gets railed by some other dude, that's going to be an issue. All this is like, you're right. If she might as well at this point just be like, look, man, I don't want to pick Nick, but because I banged him, I'm not picking anyone.
Right.
It might be the best bet.
I could see that. I would see that.
I picked Chris Harrison. He read the mean things to me, and I want to have sex with him.
He wants her anyway.
Yeah. God. Oh, man. If I'm Chris Harrison, I think he's single now.
Do you think he just...
He's got to be taking some off the top.
I was thinking that. I mean, for when... Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
He's got a fun drawer, too.
Well, it's like Jeff Probst, too. He does have a fun drawer. Not the kind that Donnie has. Yeah. I might prefer Donnie's over his, but, you know, it's still a fun drawer.
It's not like Toppy's fun drawer.
Oh, Toppy's fun drawer.
Toppy's got an entire closet.
We can't speak of it because it involves you being ball gagged.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's do the voicemails, the emails, and the text messages. Yeah.
Well, the Titanic douches look to a man who calls himself Steve Miggs. He's a proud bald man who'll tell you to suck it if you think he wears wigs. Now the message bag get real darn weird, and that's without a doubt. So come gather around and chuck it on down, and let's all check it out. Yeehaw! God bless Bert!
God bless Bert?
Nah.
Is that who you were for the fish concert?
I was Bert from Bert.
There you go. Maybe that was.
Gosh, I love Ziggy.
Ziggy rules. Saw him at Red Fest. Talked with him for a little while.
Ah, I love seeing Ziggy.
We were hiding out. There was the overpass that's right over there.
You guys were in a dark corner together?
No, but we did hide under that underpass because it was so hot and it was shaded, and there were pallets of ice were there. And so we just stood, because they were for all the food trucks and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
We just hung out by the ice pile when we weren't in the sun.
There was the grilled cheese experience.
Experience, the grilled cheese experience.
And then what was the other one? Make me a sandwich?
Now make me a sandwich.
Oh, okay. I created new names for these places.
I had the bad lieutenant from Now Make Me a Sandwich.
How awesome was it?
Oh my God, it was so good. It was a pulled pork with barbecue, with bacon, with ham. And
I should have brought my wife. I didn't realize they had great food options for a vegan.
How many more ways can you kill a pig?
Oh, they used the entire pig. I'm pretty sure I saw the ears and the tail on it as well. But it was also with a jalapeno slaw, like on the sandwich. Ooh. It was like the best sandwich I've ever, ever
toasted
had.
Bun?
I don't remember.
Buns are always toasted.
That's right.
But they had a vegetarian sandwich as well because Michelle got one. Okay, you don't have to eat it, but they have those options. So if Steve's wife would have wanted something, she could have.
I'm all pumped right now because our cousin Kaylee, she's celebrating her birthday, and for birthday dinner, you know what she wants to go to? Is Bob's Burgers. I've never been there, and I'm very excited.
The TV show?
Is there a Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, never Bob's Burgers. It's in Puyallup. Look it up.
Crazy. I just know the TV show.
I'm pretty sure it's called something else.
I hope they have like cool names for their sandwiches or their burgers, like Bob's Burgers does. They do plenty of stuff.
Bob's Burgers and Brew.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
I'm pretty excited about it.
What's the menu like?
Yeah, what do we got on there?
I don't know. I just see
what kind of vegan options do they have?
My poor wife.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't even do a vegetarian option.
No, because some of these
like the patties.
The patties have cheese in them or egg.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not getting nothing.
She just eats before she goes.
Yeah, I see a gluten free menu, but I see salads.
Let's see what's
there's salads. Oh, no, there's chicken salads.
Yeah. Gluten free.
Lettuce sandwich.
Steak
please.
Salad. Gluten free.
Orange pecan spinach salad right there.
There you go, right.
Boom.
There.
Done. She's fed.
that spinach salad
you
has
like
chicken.
It? You're out.
Just get it without the chicken.
Or get it on the side call. For daddy. Yeah.
There you go. That's don't call. Skip on that chicken. You get that for extra, man.
And make sure you say daddy when you order that.
No, you have to order that for her and be that guy and then say, and chicken on the side.
For daddy.
That will go great for a family dinner.
I always hate when we go to Mexican, and sometimes I'll be like, I'll get like something, she'll get something, and she gets like a fajita with just veggies and stuff, and she's like, oh, and I don't need the sour cream. And then I'm always an idiot because I order something, I go, can I get extra sour cream?
Yeah.
And they charge me for the extra sour cream.
Right.
When I kind of remind myself, woman, take the sour cream on the side, and then I'll just use it.
Yeah, that's like when we go to like Sherry's or Denny's and Michelle gets a breakfast plate and she doesn't want the sausage or the bacon.
Still get it.
Yeah, we still get it. And I just take that and I give her some of my bread.
Nice.
Aren't that bread?
Well, you're a giver.
Well, you know.
Here's some bread.
Here's some bread.
Since you're like
I don't
a bird.
Need that toast.
Yeah. The check will be here soon for you.
Rev, since you're a giver, what do you want to do? Voicemails, emails, or text messages?
Text messages.
All right. You two can leave a text. All you got to do is text us at 253-271-4787. Speaking of burgers, have you guys tried the black pepper burger from Jack in the Box yet?
Mm-mm.
It's phenomenal from Millie.
Yummy.
I didn't even know
that
they had a black pepper burger.
I want a burger.
I had the
I know
the buttery Jack.
I stay away from that.
Yeah,
I'm afraid
too
like
much.
Butter.
Is it too much?
Too buttery?
Yes.
It just seems too messy on my hands.
Well, there's
it's
butter in the much. Name, so yeah, you yeah. just yeah.
Because their food is greasy as it is, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but like I'm driving when I'm eating typically because I can't bring that home, so I do not need to be driving with buttery fingers.
It's like the ciabatta. Bread, like I don't like that bread because it's usually
isn't that ciabatta.
Sure, why not? Yeah,
a ciabatta,
ciabatta.
Yeah, so maybe not less sprouts on that one. Yeah, but that bread is usually got stuff on it too, and I hate.
Yeah,
like I want a bun that doesn't have anything on it, so I don't have at least a little bit of a buffer, so there's some grease.
Well, I love the sourdough Jack, but the sourdough bread that you know they gotta toast it, and it's just too greasy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't always get it. Unfortunately, when I went back in the day when
back,
I used to.
Back right.
In your 20s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seinfeld is awesome is our next text.
The end.
If you guys were to do a contest to see who would be the master of their domain, which one of you would win?
Psh, not me.
Ooh.
I'd like to say I could put in a good effort, but I don't think I could. Oh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
It's funny, we're talking about this, but there are people probably listening to the Minkscast right now that have no idea what we're talking about. Like,
oh gosh, that's not right?
I think of Seinfeld as being still a relevant show.
Yeah, me too. I watch it all the time.
Right, but there's like, if someone's in their 20s that's a listener of the Minkscast, they probably have no idea what this means. There was a great episode where, what was it, George, Jerry, Elaine, and Kramer, they all competed to see who could not make love to themselves the longest. And they called it, could you be the master of your domain?
And it was all because of that person across the street from Jerry's window.
Oh, that's right.
Because Kramer would look through the telescope and,
and then run back to his apartment.
Run back to his apartment.
And not be the master of his domain.
That's it. I'm out.
Run back to the Merv Griffin set.
Yeah. That's still one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes.
That is
when
great.
He turned his apartment into the Merv Griffin set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm...
Should we do that?
Do we dare?
Oh, man.
Why not? Just keep track the next time, time and date.
Okay.
And then check in next week.
Damn it. Now,
what
am I supposed to do this afternoon now?
Yeah,
Don't tell anybody until next week, too.
I usually have. Okay.
We've
got an hour to kill every afternoon.
So are we starting it today?
I say we start as soon as we leave this room.
So
we can start right now.
Right,
I mean,
right now doesn't count, Rev.
Everybody close their eyes and turn the lights off.
No, just go see if. First of all, does anybody here think that any one of us four could make it the whole week?
Oh, that's a great question.
How bad do I want to win is the question.
Right. What are we playing
now you make
for?
A competition.
Nothing.
Then no, because.
Because they got $150 on the line.
Well, we could
and Elaine had
down.
To double it.
But
I feel
it's,
like,
yeah.
Because she was a woman, and they're like, women don't count.
Rev won't bet if it's money.
Yeah.
It turns into a competition at that point. So, I mean,
winner gets lunch treated by the rest of the team?
Sure, when we go on that little thing.
On the road
the
trip.
Toppy's out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
So Toppy can just crank it right now. It doesn't matter.
Hey, top shelf, pull your pants back up.
Okay, yeah. I agree. Winner gets lunch treated by the other three.
At some point.
That's perfect, yeah.
I think that's a
What's
fair
that?
Like a nice
gentleman's $3 to $5 a person.
Yeah, I mean, it's
maybe
fine.
Maybe 10.
Yeah.
Right. It's like nobody's really losing.
Yeah. That's all good. And at least it makes it a competition.
And the children are winning.
Right.
The children Clearly. That you're saving from murdering. So, while you
but
break them
are we actually going to try, or is you guys just going to go home
I mean,
and just beat your meat today?
Well, I mean, I could even just say that I'm out at that point, but I mean, if it.
I'm willing to try.
I'm willing to try. Absolutely.
And you know how we have to admit that we've lost? Is you have to go onto the Minkscast group page.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
And you have to post. I'm thinking you post like a YouTube video of Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Oh.
All right.
I couldn't just post this.
Oh, no.
No, you put your nasty napkins away, you gross ass.
Something like that. Like, at no point do you say that you lost or anything. Yeah. It's just you post the video.
Master of Puppets.
Same thing for anyone that wants to play along with us. Any of the Titanic douches.
Only once. Don't post like 87 times right. for every time that
Caesar,
you lost.
Caesar, we don't need that posted every day. I know we know. Get it.
Yeah.
Caesar doesn't do that. I don't think he has genitals.
Ooh. Wow. See, now he's going to post a picture of him. Good job.
All right. So this is our Meek Sketch Challenge for everybody listening.
Yep.
We're going to do the Seinfeld Master of Your Domain.
All right.
Somehow this is worse than us sending dong pictures to our significant others.
And I'm sure like a million shows over the course of the years have done something like this. But it's still doesn't make it any more or less difficult.
So what happens on, you know, Friday morning, when all four of us are in the worst moods ever, and BJ's like, hey, guys, why is everyone so pissed?
Yeah. Well, none of us have cranked it, BJ.
Now, does that also count sex?
Oh.
Like, I don't know.
No.
It's not sex.
Sex is okay, though.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
right,
this
fine.
Is just about yourself.
All right, cool. Well, that makes it a lot easier then.
Do you think it's harder to refrain from sex than self-love?
No, it's no, not harder to refrain from sex than self-love.
Like,
normally
could
it's
you,
not me telling me I can't have sex.
Could you hold off on sex? Would it be harder for you to hold off on having sex than it would be to have love with yourself?
No, because no. with your okay. with, it's harder with yourself because you're just there, and if you've got a moment where you're by yourself,
see, it's almost
you
I feel like
grab your junk.
Just because of life and how we're all busy. Like, I feel like I could abstain from sex longer than I can abstain from making love to myself.
I think that's true for me.
Yeah, Cause
my wife is working when I get home. And if I'm not doing anything,
bored.
I'm doing myself.
You're bored. You're just like, right. Oh, there's nothing going on.
Right.
Watch some
nothing's
TV
on and the WWE net, or there's a hot diva and it triggers something. Now I'm on XNXX, and the next thing you know, it's
No, your internet usage is going to drop significantly if you're not going to do some self-love.
This is good for my data plan.
It might save some money.
Yes. All right. So the way that you admit that you've lost and you caved and you is to post a video of Metallica's Master of Puppets on the MixCast page. And this is for everybody. So there'll be a lot of people who maybe that are members of our MixCast page that don't necessarily always listen to the episodes. Shame on you.
Shame.
But
or they get behind.
That too. They're going to be like, why is everybody posting? And get creative. Find different versions.
Yeah, you know. Find a live version. Yeah. Find a symphonic version. I'm sure they've got it somewhere.
Find a bluegrass group covering it. I don't care. But Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Master.
All right. Next text message. Wow, that just went down a different road that I wasn't expecting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. That'll be fun, man. I'm excited.
Will it really be fun?
No. And I don't want to be excited. That's actually a bad idea in this contest. Migs, and what's up to the rest of the gentlemen? If you haven't seen Amy Schumer's movie Trainwreck, I urge you to do so. It's funny as all hell. John Cena has a great cameo in the film. That's all for now. Just plow me. I hear he's great in the film.
Wasn't that based off of, like, a true story or something?
Is it based off of her relationship that she once had with Dolph Ziggler?
I heard something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen some of her stand-up, and the movie, the parts of the movie that I've seen from the trailer is almost right out of some of her stand-up.
So it's about her dating a wrestler?
From what I've seen on some of
and
that,
and they used
yeah.
John Cena to play the part of Dolph Ziggler? That's interesting. Wow.
And that could just be the WWE saying, we got to push, you know, big money Cena.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't really have a call on like an actual blockbuster film. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. Like, they didn't just go with Ziggler. Because I heard that she broke up with him because he was too athletic in bed.
Right.
That's hilarious.
He was too athletic.
Yeah.
Stop suplexing me.
Right.
Yeah, coming she off loves the telling poster. That story.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
I need to. I'm so not. As a wrestling fan, I need to listen to that piece.
Yeah, he would just like throw her all around the room and stuff like that. And she was like, yeah, it's cool, but like
after
this
a while,
guy looks way better than me.
Oh, he's like in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
He's
like, I'm
he's
just
as chiseled as they get. Like, he reminds me of Mr. Perfect from back
oh,
in the day.
Nice.
Like, he's like and same kind of greasy bleach blonde hair. This is getting kind of weird me
yeah,
describing.
I really
want
to see that movie.
Well, maybe after we go to Rainier on Pine, we
perfect for me. I mean, I'll be in the mood.
Right. Wow. Tuesday's planned. Steve, are you going to go to Bumbershoot to see Faith No More? I got my tickets. I'm stoked to have my fiance see them with me. Yes, I am going, and I'm nervous to bring my wife to go see Faith No More.
Have you ever seen them live yet?
No, and I don't think she's going to enjoy it. And I am not leaving until the very last note is played.
She will enjoy it for you.
Oh, yeah? You didn't go to the Pearl Jam show with us.
Yeah,
now,
but you talked about it.
I did.
And I think she's maybe hopefully gotten that point across.
And Pearl Jam plays for close to 3 hours. Faith No More does about an hour and a half.
So that's, that'll help.
That's, I'm excited. That's going to be a fun one. That's on Sunday for Bumbershoot. Both Faith No More and Brand New are playing that day, and we're big fans of both of those bands.
Fun.
Well, I'm a big fan of both of those bands, and she likes Brand New.
There you go.
let's see. What's good, Nick? Hey, Michelle.
Yo.
Top eight.
Ah!
Steve, just got my bracelet. Thanks so much. I definitely think that must be standard attire wear when attending Douche Fest. Speaking of which, when are we going back to virtual sports? I want to shoot some zombies in the face. Keep doing what you do. Stay positive and suck it. Yarg! Brock Lesnar scream. Am I the only one that screams at the TV like that whenever Paul Heyman says, Brock Lesnar?
Throw stuff at my TV if Brock Lesnar's on it.
Oh,
screw
dude.
You, Caesar. I saw that picture.
Oh, on the Photoshop page.
My face on a Brock Lesnar's stupid penis chest. Ah.
I wore my bracelet to Redfest.
Oh, dope. I wore mine and I gave it to one of our Titanic douches. I met a lot of fans of the Mixcast there.
Cool.
Yeah. And I brought a few. I had a bunch in my pocket.
None for Caesar.
And I gave them all out. And anyone who mentioned that they liked the Mixcast, if I had one still. And then I finally hit the last guy, and he was really like, I love this podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, crap. Here's one on my wrist. If you don't mind, a little bit of sweaty one. It's game worn.
There you go. Yeah. That's a collector's item.
Nice, Toppy. I like that you're representing the
Mixcast.
Thank you.
It's the first time I've worn it.
And that's I did not see you all day at the Red Fest. I saw Rev.
I saw him.
I saw everybody.
Thanks, Rev.
Yeah, he sounds so excited. I saw him.
Oh, that's right.
Because he wore the damn shirt where Hot Kyle was sticking his face into my belly button. And he cut off the sleeves, so he looked like a damn redneck.
Second time I've worn it.
Hopefully, now that you've cut off the sleeves, you're going to have to retire it.
No, it's summertime. Now he's going to wear it more. It
might become the pool shirt. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, pool shirt's fine. Stop wearing it in public, goddammit.
It's one of those, no offense to the people that made it, but it's one of those, it's kind of cheap because it's just like a picture that's been pressed onto a shirt.
Like an iron
on. So after you wash it like the third time, probably, it's going to really start looking crappy.
Yeah.
And that's when it has the vintage distressed
honestly,
look.
I don't even know if I've washed it once yet, but now I need it. Well, I only wore it once.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And now you don't need to. You're not sweating in it.
Right.
Your pits are fine.
Cut them away.
Yeah.
Right? No ring around the collar. Right. There is no collar.
That's right. Love it.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Brock Lesnar, this person says, dude, did you see Jon Stewart give giving love to The Undertaker on The Daily Show? This will fulfill your wrestling quota. Yeah, so pay-per-view was over the weekend. Battleground. It was Brock Lesnar taking on Seth Rollins for the WWE Championship. And who made an appearance? The Undertaker, which was pretty cool because he hasn't been showing up for anything other than WrestleManias, which is setting the groundwork. And I'm so pissed that damn SummerSlam has to be in New York because now I'm not getting... Because of the time zone thing, it doesn't make any sense for us to broadcast live from SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
Because they ain't going to be able to bring wrestlers by at 3 in the morning when we'd have to be live.
Oh, yeah. So you just wouldn't be able to do...
It doesn't make any sense, which sucks
when it's
in Brooklyn.
SoCal.
It's my hometown.
Oh, you'd be able to do all sorts of stuff.
NXT's doing a live tape or a show the night before. Everything would have been awesome. Undertaker's taking on Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, which would be pretty cool.
Just tombstone him like 87 times.
Well, that's what he did at the last pay-per-view, which is pretty awesome.
Okay, I got to find that clip.
And the cool thing is, I didn't realize how I would love to have a conversation with Jon Stewart just about wrestling, because it seems like he keeps bringing up The Undertaker from time to time. And on the first episode back from vacation for The Daily Show, Jon Stewart had this to say.
It's our first day back from the break. While we were out, huge, important, consequential stories. Lesnar, the Beast, finally tasted the revenge from Undertaker. Oh, and the Iran deal. also that. But the Lesnar thing was huge. Oh, and also the...
Greece.
Angela Merkel did a deal in Greece. I gotta tell you, it was like the deal they did with Greece. It was like the economic equivalent of sitting on Greece's chest, pinning down their hands, and just drooling into Greece's mouth. Just drooling into their mouth. Or, as the Germans call it, foreplay. They call it.
All right, that's all of our text messages.
That's awesome.
Ah!
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of wrestling, you know, I'm going to Monday Night Raw. It's going to be coming August 10th at the Everett Xfinity Arena in Everett.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to go right from our show. I'm not even going to go home. Ted and I are going to do our mega cast, and then we're going to go head on over straight to Why Not Sports Bar and Grill, which is right across the street from the Everett Arena. It used to be the old Turner's.
Do you remember what that what date that is?
August 10th.
Oh, cool.
So if anyone is in the Everett area, wants to come hang out with myself and Ted and anyone else who's going to be going to Monday Night Raw, we'll be there sometime around like 2-ish and hang out until about 4.
Party time.
Get some lunch, have a couple beers, and then head on over to do some wrestling.
Yeah, you're hardcore, buddy.
And that's right after we get back from Chicago.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
You're going to be burnt out.
Right? And then the next day, how about this? My buddy from college, my fraternity brother, it's about 6, he's going to be in town for a wedding. So him, myself, and his wife, we're going to go to a Mariners game on Tuesday night.
Oh, you are just not stopping.
I'm not excited about that. I'm excited about seeing my friend. I'm not excited about the fact that I'm not going to have a night's sleep.
Yeah.
And in a way, I'm not going to see my wife for like a week because the 3 or 4 days from boot camp in Chicago, and then I won't see her Monday night and I won't see her Tuesday night. It's like we're not together anymore, man.
So sad.
All right. Nick, what do you want to do?
Over here. Voicemails.
Voicemails. All right. We got, I think, a bunch of them. And I did not listen to most of them, except I listened to one, and it was Sean the beer guy, like giving a disclaimer for the prior email, a voicemail. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going
to
throw it out there.
Get rid of your notepad, right. Top shelf.
We might have to just stop some of these. I don't just saying.
What's up, guys? I just wanted to say, Top Shelf.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Oh shit.
And you know it's only fair that you get a birthday present.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know what your favorite candy bar is.
Oh, thank you.
And I'll send it to you for your birthday present.
It's not his birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
That's it. All right.
All right, there's
that. Steve.
Glad I picked the voicemails.
Pumpkin butt.
Shut up.
Oh, now I do.
Is that it?
Is he still talking?
I'm going to go with the, what's it called? Okay, I can't pick that one. I'll just say a Mars bar.
All right, Mars bar for Top Shelf.
100 grand, man.
Whatchamacallit?
Those are so good. Yeah, that's kind of like that.
Paydays.
Paydays are so good.
Yeah, there's no chocolate.
But I ate too many paydays and I got sick of them.
Oh, like, really?
Well, I would eat them like 3 or 4 a day when I was younger.
Did you just get, like, how did you get it? Yeah, how did you get it?
Or nougat, right?
Yeah.
Is like, how the payday is?
It's nut and caramel and nougat.
Peanuts and awesomeness.
A lot of nuts.
You would buy them at the store.
Just go and get a couple of them a day.
Hey,
get
Sloth, like want a candy
big
bar?
Big case of them.
Wow. I'm
obsessed with those things.
You love your nuts.
I do, in my mouth.
Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth's are good, too.
Kit Kats.
Yeah. Are junior mints considered candy bars?
No. It's a junior mint.
It's not a bar.
Yeah, it's not a bar.
It's sold in the candy bar section, but they're delicious out of the freezer.
They are delicious, and they're candy, but they're not a candy bar.
Until they're shaped like a bar, get back to us. That's like saying a Whopper is a candy bar.
It's fine. How about a peppermint patty?
That's not a bar. That's a disc.
I disagree.
It's a patty.
No, I'd give a peppermint patty, I feel like, is a bar.
If they made them into a bar.
Right. So if you take a junior mint and you step on it, then it's okay. All right, let's check out our next voicemail.
Hey, guys, this is Sean the Beer Guy, and I have a message from Jesse.
Is that his wife?
No.
Oh,
jeez. All right, let's stop that. Yeah, that's enough cursing already.
Yeah. That's why he apologized. And now we'll get to the apology.
Who is that girl that he's with?
It's Jesse's girl. Wait, no, that's Jesse.
All right. Because, yeah, his wife's name is Shay.
No, I don't
I only remember that because it's BJ's last name.
Yeah.
Shay. Uh-oh. Shay.
Moving on.
All right.
Nothing to see here.
Next. Well, why would he have...
Dumber things have happened.
Yeah, maybe his wife's name is Jesse. I don't know.
Jess Shay.
Maybe he gave her a new name when he knighted her.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Well, let's just move on and check out our next voicemail.
Hey, guys. It's Sean the Beer Guy again. Now we're going to learn about what Jesse's favorite porn is. So hang on. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
My favorite porn is lesbian. How they do. And
what?
Wah, wah, wah,
let
wah,
me translate.
Wah,
blah, blah, blah. I'm drunk and swearing and saying dirty things.
Okay, we're good.
All right.
Toppy, we don't need you to spend all afternoon editing.
Yeah. I might just cut that all out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right.
Hey, Sean, stop. You're not making me happy over here.
Yeah. Come on, Sean. Why are you having drunk? Can you at least tell her to try and keep her clean? That dirty girl that you're talking to over there.
Yeah, whoever she
that's
is.
That's not your wife.
Yeah.
All right. Next voicemail.
On blast.
Hey, it's Sean the Beer Guy.
Oh, great.
I want to play this message
good.
Before you play the other one.
Okay.
Probably better because it might make a little more sense.
Oh, too
I got
late.
Me, Scuba Steve here, and John the Engineer here. We met the most drunk bitch ever here.
Ever.
Holy
Mary's crazy stepdaughter.
Oh, yeah, completely. And, yeah. There's no real way to scale how drunk this chick is. I mean, the messages, if you choose to play them, are might explain a little bit, but it's not touching really any part of the surface of what you haven't heard.
I don't blame you if you choose to not play them at all.
Can we choose not to play this?
Oh yeah, they really are. I really don't know what else to say. Enjoy if you do play them, and know that I really don't.
That's his minute. You know, I'm glad because I feel like another curse was just around the corner.
Well, at least it explains what
now
the hell was
sense.
Going on.
All right, now
who the hell is this Jesse chick? Oh, just a random drunk broad. All right.
Do we have any more voicemails?
We have one more.
Oh, boy.
Uncle Ricky?
I don't
What's
even
up,
know.
Guys?
Damn.
Top Shelf.
Yes.
Just wanted to say, man, happy birthday, buddy. Tell me what your favorite candy bar is, and
We've
I'll be sure to
about
send
this.
It to you
good.
Like for your case. Birthday. Okay. You deserve a good present, man.
Okay.
You know,
good.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank
you only turned 23 once, so I'm proud of you, man.
He'll be shot.
You do you, buddy.
I do. I can't do me, actually, for the next week.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, Nick.
Okay.
Hi.
What's up, pumpkin butt?
Is he just like, did he write this script
like
out and
ending.
Read it twice?
I do like his ending.
He had the same exact call, but it was like different energy.
Yeah.
One before weed, one after.
Do we have one's an indica call and one's a sativa call.
That was called the Migs cast?
Yeah.
Or called the Migs cast on weed?
Do we have an end date for this Master of Our Domain, or are we just going to keep going?
Well, we got to check back in after next week.
Because I'm leaving town at some point, and I know I'm not going to... I might as well just get the song ready at that point. Like, if I'm not home...
Yeah.
Did we decide for cash? Is that what we were doing?
No,
the other, the rest, the
everyone
other three
has to buy him lunch.
Buy the winner lunch.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
We'll go to Little Woody's.
That's fine. I would love Little Woody's. That's
funny.
That makes sense. That or Dick's.
Yeah, oh, totally. Better.
Yeah. Let's go to Dick's. Nice. The winner gets two deluxes.
A quad.
Yes. Toppy calls it the quad.
It's just too perfect.
All right. So, yeah. And we'll let everybody know when we go.
Okay.
That way they can all celebrate with us. We can all just have a...
Should we go to the one you can sit down at?
Yes. And we just crush a bunch of Dick's.
Good.
Why the others crush.
Yeah.
Or why the winner crushes his, right?
Right. Douche fest at Dick's. Douche.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah.
Awesome.
All right. I guess we just go until we have a winner.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it. I'm not going to win.
I the tiger.
I'll try. There's no guarantee.
Oh, Kramer like tried.
Yeah. I think he made it an hour or two.
No, he made it across the hall and back.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's right.
He made it like 2 minutes.
That's right.
And let's be all on the up and up. Like, let's make sure we, like, on both ends. Like, don't be Mr. Funny Pants, someone who's listening right now, and post a Metallica song and be like, I'm out already. Like, it's got to be genuine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Don't like do it.
I'd like to see how long some of you idiots can go for.
Yeah.
Excuse me, douches.
My only fear is that right before you wake up moment, because morning stiffy,
yeah.
you just
leave extra time.
Go to grabbing, man. You go to grabbing.
Leave
I
extra
do.
Time to post your video before you head in the car.
Should we create a thread on the Migscast page that just says who's in? That way we know who's in?
Yeah. Yeah, whoever's in, and then you just respond to that one.
All right, Nick, do you want to post that up there?
Who's in?
Just type in who's in, and then in parentheses say, this will make sense after you listen to the Migscast.
Perfect, yeah. Okay.
I say this will make sense. Do not comment until you listen to them. Not that, just say it makes sense until the next guest.
Yeah. Because if there's people who say, if this, it's like,
have you guys talked to my friend Jesse? She's drunk.
What's your favorite porno?
Yeah.
The ones with the.
No. The beads.
Well, we went there.
Yeah, we did. All right, I think that's all of our voicemails, thank God. Oh, yes, I like this one. Here it comes.
You've got mail.
This is really cool with headphones on, man.
The Meg's Pants emails, douches.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa. Taylor gave us that.
What do you want to do?
I love that one.
Me?
So
oh. Yeah. Do the emails.
Emails. All right, first email. Douches, it's a jester. I cannot believe we got BJ on that Doom thing. I want to thank amazing. You, Steve, the Rev, for helping set it up. BJ also. I've been trying to find a clever way to get him without catching on to what we're trying to do. And I had a little time in between when you last got him, Steve, and now. I know there were a couple Titanic douches out there that wanted to hear it. So if you could grab it and play it on the podcast, that would be awesome. I'm going to try and get out to that Van Epp show with Mrs. Jester, but we'll have to see how funds pan out. Other than that, I don't have much to say, except I can't wait to hang with you and D-Ted Smith at Why Not Sports Bar in Everett for our MegaCast pre-funk show before Monday Night Raw. Hopefully a couple Titanic douches will show up as well. Keep it up, fellas, and vaya con Dios, pumpkin butt.
Damn it.
For those that have no idea what he's talking about, we rock rolled BJ. It's our version of a Rick roll, but what we do is... And you can't just do it out of the sake of nowhere. Like, some people are like, hey, just do this and then play the rock drop. It's like, we have to be talking about the rock in order for it to make, in my eyes, make sense.
Yeah, there should be some rules to this.
There needs to be a little bit of a context. So anytime we are engaging in a conversation about the wrestler of the rock, Dwayne Johnson, I try and find a way to ask BJ his opinion on something so we could pull the, it doesn't matter what you think, line. BJ's a little bit more... on top of things recently.
Which makes when he gets it so much sweeter.
It does, but it pisses me off that he's catching on. Well, the Jester, he hasn't been rock rolled by a listener. And the Jester pulled it off, and if you missed it, here's the audio.
Well, let's go to Nick and Everett. Nick, you are on the rock.
Hey, Toppy!
Toppy!
I believe it was Wednesday you guys were talking about movies that wouldn't hold up.
Yes.
So, BJ will like this because it was one of the first movies I can remember that went after one of the first first-person shooters, Doom.
Oh, Doom. I read The Rock was in that.
Yes.
Yeah. Still haven't seen that.
That one.
Good, Steve. I would love you to see it just to see what you say about it.
Why?
That's all I'm going to say. Oh, I want to see what Steve Tomatoes gives it. Nick, does it stand the test of time?
So, I thought it did. What did you think?
You know, I'll tell you what, Nick. You are one of the few people that actually liked the movie the first time.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Yeah.
Really? Is that what that was all about?
Yes!
Hey,
all of you?
Nick?
All of you were part of that, weren't you?
Greetings from Titanic Beaches Worldwide.
That's lovely.
It doesn't matter what
wow,
you
so
think.
That's what's happening? The Titanic douches are just...
I'm just here to help.
Look at the look on your face.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Dude, when Nixon. He paused, when BJ paused to answer, I honestly thought he was looking at me going, oh, I'm on to you guys. I thought for sure.
And you just got
to
keep straight-faced and not lose it.
And not like, look at my sound effect box. Like, I've now put it in the very bottom corner of the hotkeys.
Easy hit.
That way I know I don't have to look. I can just hit it. But I still kind of have to look. So I'm like doing everything I can to try and keep an eye on where that button is, but not give it away to BJ. When he paused, I thought, oh man, BJ's in on it. He knows it. And it worked out so much better than I thought it. Like, you came in right before we went to the break and go, hey, Jester's on the phone. He wants to try and rock roll BJ. And yeah. I'm like, perfect, let's do this. Like, up until then, I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh. And I had to make sure that you were in on it just to make sure it worked perfectly, but...
Right.
Like, he set it up great. And even just that, yes, at
I
the
know.
End. Just
and the Titanic nice douche land worldwide or whatever he said was great. Everything about it was awesome. And BJ genuinely hates that. I'm just letting you guys know. Like, He genuinely gets pissed off
yeah.
when we play that. Like he's just there's like this look in his eyes like he wants to rip my head off, and I'm like, sorry, man, but people think it's funny.
It goes back to him being picked on.
Yeah, yep.
Everyone's laughing at him, and he's not in on the joke.
He doesn't like it. Yeah, well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I'd ask him what he thinks, but,
yeah.
Doesn't matter what he thinks.
Well, guess what? We've already got two people that are in.
They don't even know what's going on.
I know.
Who's in right now?
Barrett and Augustine.
Of course they are. Oh, one of the three amigos. Yeah. Is that Barrett Morrison?
Yep.
Nice.
Barrett's so they wouldn't be... TDs for life if they weren't already in.
I love it.
Yeah,
all right.
We're going to be bummed.
Yep. They're in now.
Man, that's like in like Robin Hood Men in Tights when Mel Brooks comes up and is asking if anyone wants a circumcision because he just created this thing. And the one's like, I'll take two. He's like, what does that mean? Oh, well, you stick your little thing in there and then snip. I'm like, oh,
I don't want that.
Never mind.
It's like Trip Flip when Bert goes around on the flip side. And he goes around and he's like, hey, would you guys be willing to give up a week of your life and go on a trip with me? And most people are like, no. And then it turns out like someone finally goes, yeah, me and my wife, we'd love to. All right, we're going to Rome. And I'm like, well, I wonder if like the people who said no to him are watching the Travel Channel and see themselves turn down a free trip.
Right.
And like not only like a free trip, but like VIP.
Right. Like super trip.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would kill to go. No, I wouldn't kill. That's weird.
Yeah. Ben wants to know if he has to sign a waiver, but he's in.
No waivers need to be signed.
I love it, dude. These guys are hardcore.
And, yeah, don't even respond. Don't even respond.
I'm not.
They're in. They're in. If you comment, you're in. So if you're listening right now and you realize that you comment and you're like, son of a bitch, I had my night planned and now I can't, too bad. You're in. This is going to be fun. All right, next, this one comes from Nathan from Federal Way. What's up? Boy, oh boy, did I get effed up on Saturday. Oh, I think we're talking about Red Fest. I got to say, though, it was a little weird. I listen to you guys on every Migscast every day in the morning show, so I kind of feel like I know you somewhat, but then I realize we're total strangers. Does it ever get weird for you guys that people know so much about you, even though you've never really met them? Toppy, it was great meeting you and your wife in line.
Told you I was there.
Is your wife there, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought maybe that was Jessie, the drunk girl.
No, that was my wife.
I didn't know she's back in town.
My wife.
Yeah, she's back for a while.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And I guess you guys were in line to get an amazing grilled cheese sandwich. Crazy that we
were not. We must have just been standing by it because we didn't get any food.
Oh.
Well, he says, crazy that we all went to the same high school. Also, not to toot my own horn or anything, but things are going pretty great for me. Not only did I get to meet some of my favorite radio guys, but I also got a new job that I start this week. Pays me a whole lot more.
Congrats.
And completely changes things as far as finances go for the better. Couldn't be happier, and I look forward to every cast you guys put out. Thanks. Stay positive and suck it, bitches. Nathan in Federal Way.
Huh. I didn't realize I went to the same high school as him.
Are you sure that he met
go
you?
Go Falcons.
Right?
I don't know. He went to Decatur. Woo! Go Gators!
Did anybody meet somebody who...
Oh, that's right. He went to my wife's high school.
Oh.
To TJ!
Oh, go Raiders!
Yeah, go Raiders!
Wow.
What high school
that's
is that?
Right.
Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson in beautiful downtown Federal Way.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Right off of 272nd.
Right by the Safeway. Where my ex-girlfriend used to work, the bitch.
That whore.
She was.
Not holding any grudges over here, is he?
You hit the Circle K, you've gone too far.
It's crazy that you mentioned that your ex-girlfriend was a bitch, because I believe Chris Harrison just recently was on The Bachelorette talking about your ex-girlfriend, and he had this to say.
Caitlin is a selfish whore with no morals and a pathetic excuse for a human being.
Yeah.
She should just crawl in a hole and die.
Wow.
I hope fans break her spirit so that our kids can see that whoring behavior isn't rewarded.
That's the problem. There wasn't any whoring behavior.
Caitlin cry like a little bitch. She's a dirty whore who treats people like...
I wouldn't know.
How? That was very mean of him.
It was.
But I know. She wouldn't give up the booty. So that was my problem with the whole relationship.
All right, let's...
And now she's dating a Niner fan. Take that!
Oh! And probably has sex with him all the time.
I bet they do.
Damn him and her.
What is wrong with me,
that
Steve?
Bitch.
69.
Steelers fan.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
I bet you do. She's a huge fan of this place.
I remember. Oh, I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's banged half the people in this place and not me.
Whoa.
Not me. I'm not in.
I'm not in.
I don't think I'm in.
Not in. Yeah.
I'm not.
We have maybe.
I'm just bitter.
Yeah.
But I'll move on.
Hit him.
Someday.
Someday. All right, why don't we do Facebook trauma, since this is a very dramatic moment on the podcast.
Hola, senores.
Oh, my God.
We have returned once again. Listen to Listy Mix.
I like this intro so I can check my email.
Takes us to a time when all the bitches gather on the Facebook. They describe of Becky being a slut door. Carl.
Or Caitlin.
Having a weird STD. But there's one thing we can always depend on. Is the fact that a Titanic douche will see it and send it so we can read. Facebook drama.
And actually, I had to thank a dude by the name of Max. He's the one who sent the screenshots of this one.
This is funny.
It's a good Facebook drama. Once again, what we do is we reenact actual Facebook posts by somebody and the drama that unfolds because of the thread that is attached to the rest of this post. So this week, playing the role of Megan will be Top Shelf.
All right.
Rev, you will be Paul. I'll be Debbie. And Mono Nick, you will be Evan. All right. Top Shelf, take it away.
I thought we were just having fun. I'm sorry, but I can separate good bedroom boom boom from real fun. Accept it for what it is. We are drunk and slept with each other. Quit blowing up my phone like we're married. Hashtag girls just want to have fun.
So that's how it's going down, Megan. I buy you dinner and drinks, and you repay me by trashing my name on Facebook?
I never said your name once, you paranoid Quit bragging about how you took me out for this hot romantic date. You did no such thing, loser. We got Jimmy John's and drank a 12-pack at my apartment. You should be so lucky I slept with you. Hashtag charity sex.
That must be Paul's go-to move because he did the same sh- to me at a Taco Bell. He said we were going on a fun date, but we ended up eating Taco Bell and drinking tequila at his place. You tried filling me up after our third tequila shot. Paul, I love you, man, but I'm calling you out. Quit doing the same dating MO. Us girls talk and compare notes.
Debbie, that never happened, you f- liar. Why are you spewing such bull? I would never make a move on you. You drink too much for my liking.
You are an a- You did make a move on me. Or do you forget how you tried to grab my breast? Maybe that tequila helped you forget what a lowlife you really are. Hashtag fast food perv.
I just looked down at my phone and you've texted me 7 times in the last 5 minutes, Paul. Wow. You're a f- psycho. I should have never slept with you. The sex was deaf, not worth all this. Plus, your equipment isn't anything to brag about.
Your first post says I was good in bed, and now you say I'm awful. You would make the worst politician, you flip-flopping tramp. I'd love to stick around and fight, but I have something better to do, like take a sh**. So sorry that I'm a guy who wants romance and not just sex. Hashtag, call me old-fashioned.
LOL. Take a shit. Hashtag Facebook pooping.
Wow. It was so hard to stay, just to keep it together with the last one.
I got something better to do, like take a crap. Hashtag call me old fashioned.
Oh, yeah, you're so a real
that,
gentleman.
Yeah, is that what an old fashioned is now?
I do respect the move of taking you to Taco Bell and having tequila, a nice Mexican theme to the date.
Jimmy John's a 12-pack. Let's get this done. Man. And you know what?
He called that dinner and drinks.
Yeah, dinner and drinks.
Come on, man. Come on.
Do you think they heated up the Jimmy John's before they had it?
Right, extra meat, because you're a special kind of girl. But hey, still got laid.
Yeah. Let at least once.
Let that be a lesson to you, kids.
Right.
Oh, I forgot to mention, we were supposed to have Seth Rollins on today's podcast. That fell through. All right.
There's going to be someone listening to all of this and it's like, where'd Seth Rollins go?
It's got
to
be next. Yeah, it's got to be next.
Oh, yeah. I got something.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh. Did she listen?
She will today, since I said happy birthday.
Well, it's a good one to start.
Forward right to the very end. That way you know where it's
now she knows about my pathetic sex life. That sucks.
Well, she's going to know about mine, too, dude.
Yeah.
What's more embarrassing, yours or mine?
Just give her a capsule. And she's going to know you're not going to be cranking it for a while.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Or you can just fast forward it all the way to the very end.
Yeah. It, that would be awkward, but she taught me the birds and the bees.
Nice.
Not that way, yes, it goes.
Well, tell her that you're spending a week or longer taking off of self-love.
Yes. I got to win this thing. Come on, high on the prize.
Yeah,
I got to win a bag of dicks.
That's right. Up for grabs, a bag of dicks. All right, so the master of our domain contest continues. So far, I've done pretty good. I've lasted about an hour.
Yeah, I haven't had to load up Master of Puppets yet. I haven't had to post it.
Nope.
And we're up to five other...
Who else is in?
They so we've got James, yet. We've got Millie, and we've got Ben.
You guys are dumb. I love it. I love the 10 guys
are,
so much.
You guys are great, man. Just...
Poor Millie. Maybe if Sarah would have picked him, he wouldn't have to be in this contest.
Seriously.
Keep that back.
Well, he could be in the contest and still be getting his...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
His boom boom.
That's right.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, next week, we don't know how long the Minx cast will go, because at some point we're going to be hightailing it to Rainier on Pine. Big thanks to Donnie from Rainier on Pine. That's in Tacoma. Find them online, Facebook, wherever it is that you want to find them. They're there. I'm trying to find the little piece of notes that I had. I think if you go to Facebook and you type in Rainier Wellness,
yeah,
that's where you can get the information to find out what's up with those guys. But real cool guy. Looking forward to meeting him and going on our first little road trip for the Minx cast. All right.
We got it.
From Mono Nick, the Rev, Top Shelf.
Yeah.
Steve Miggs, this is the Miggs Cast. We really do appreciate you listening, and we'd appreciate you telling your friends. Let's get the word out. This S is free, after all. So stay positive and suck it.
We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive. We gotta stay positive.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.